It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening. We are at Arcanum Fieldhouse, and there is a tournament going on. We got invited because Clinton Massey, I believe, dropped out. So our Lady Indians will be playing Arcanum, and we are in their main slash new gym, and in the field house, their old gym across the street, which if I can remember correctly has a lot of character. It's a pretty neat place, but we hope we don't play over there tomorrow night, because that's if we lose, we would be playing over there. If we win, we'll be playing here in the main new gym, they call it, I believe. I think there's might be it's Trojan Gym, I think is what they call it, something like that. But anyway, Indians are getting ready to play their first game of the season. This game came up, I believe, Tuesday night, maybe Wednesday night, somewhere in there. So a lot of people didn't know about this. It is on the school's website, but unless you know to go recheck to see, because a lot of people last week had already checked to see what the schedule was, and then this one came up. So I hope word of mouth, Facebook and all that, and other social media, a lot of people are aware. But you may have to listen in the archives, too. We are recording it, of course. We're just going to take a quick break. We'll be back with some of the stuff going on here tonight, and we'll be back right after this.
It's time to get ready for Thanksgiving, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need. And if you spend $100 or more on the day before Thanksgiving, you'll be entered into their drawing to win a $50 gift certificate. There are great prices on lots of the things you need for the big feast. Pies, fresh vegetables, ham, turkey rolls, and lots more. It's all there. And don't forget their no-limit meat sale. $2.79 a pound for Cooper Farms turkey rolls, $5.99 a pound for T-bones, $6.99 a pound for ribeyes, and lots more. And they have one-pound bags of salted and unsalted in-the-shell peanuts for only $1.99. Get to Wayne Street Market for all your Thanksgiving supplies and spend $100 or more on Wednesday, and you could win a $50 gift certificate. Great selection, great prices at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. Closed Thanksgiving Day.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Welcome back to Arcanum, and where the Lady Indians will be playing the Lady Trojans. And this is, as I said, it's kind of a round-robin tournament. Franklin Monroe and Rushi are playing in the field house across 49 on the west side, their old gym. And the winners will play here at the main gym tomorrow night. That would be JV and varsity. JV games will be at 6, and the varsity game will be about this time, somewhere around 7:15 to 7:45, depending on how long the JV game lasts. So the losers of tonight's game will play over at the old field house. So the winners will play here. Winners of tonight will play here tomorrow night, and the losers will play across the street tomorrow night. And it will be JV and varsity for all four teams. So it's a good tournament. JVs get to play. It's not just varsity. I'm trying to figure out here. I just was looking at what appears to be their starting lineups. And Taylor Gray, who is a really, really great player, is not listed as a starter. I don't know if she's injured, if it's just if they're one of those teams where she comes off the bench, because we've had some teams like that where sometimes our best offensive player comes off the bench and plays better. So we'll just kind of see how that goes. I hope she's not injured. If it is, I hope it's not serious. But if she's not playing, that'll increase our chances. She's a very good player. She is, as I said, only a junior, and she has given us problems since she was a freshman in pretty much every sport that we play them. And we also want to acknowledge our really good friends over at New Bremen. Came home with a state championship in football today. 31, I believe, to nothing over Warren JFK. Supposedly a pretty good team, and probably were, but they weren't up to MAC standards. So the New Bremen Cardinals, we have some connections to them in a lot of different ways. Their high school principal was our high school principal for a while, and we are really happy for them. And I believe that they are the 8th or 9th team in our league to win a football state championship in the last 20 years. Since 2000, we've had 8 or 9 different teams win a state championship from our league. So we're really, really happy for them. Kind of wish they could have won the state championship too, but you know, we played the Tiffin Calvert team also, and they were really good. So we played them at Elida, and they beat us fair and square, and so they were really good. I'd like to have seen them come back with another one. But they've won 2 out of the last 4, been in the state finals all 4 years. So that's a really good accomplishment. I believe I just saw in the paper that 5 of them are all going to colleges for football, or excuse me, for volleyball or basketball. So we're going to take another quick little break here, and we'll come back and try to go through the starting lineups and see how this all goes. Back in just a minute.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. This month, Kalp Pharmacy celebrates 40 years in business, and I would like to express my sincere appreciation to all of our customers, partners, and communities we have served. A lot has changed in the pharmacy business since 1980, but our commitment to caring for people like family and instilling the quality of family in every aspect of Kalp Pharmacy has always remained. For myself and all of the employees at Kalp Pharmacy, thank you for your support. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It's almost Thanksgiving, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need to create the big feast for your family. Cooper Farms turkey rolls, oven bags for your turkey, hams, fresh and canned sweet potatoes, bags of potatoes to mash or the instant potatoes, chicken broth, a wide variety of fresh vegetables, everything you'll need to make your dressing, instant gravy, or everything you'll need to make your own great gravy, cranberry sauce and fresh cranberries, and back by the deli, they have everything you need to make your famous green bean casserole. And don't forget about their curbside pickup service. Just call them at 375-2865 to place your order. Get everything you need for Thanksgiving right here in Fort Recovery, all in one stop. Great prices, great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. Closed Thanksgiving Day. Excuse me, we're back here at Arcanum High School, and It's a couple of minutes till the start of the game here, and Lady Indians will be playing the Arcanum Lady Trojans. Tomorrow, these are upcoming games here. So tomorrow, girls will be here again at Arcanum. If we win, we'll be in this gym. If we lose, we'll be in the field house across 49, their old gym. And over there tonight, Franklin Monroe is playing Rushi. The winner of that will play over here. The loser of that will play here. So it'll be all four teams, and both of those will be JV and varsity. Next week, the girls, our next game is going to be a MAC game against a tough Versailles team. That's next Tuesday. That's going to be on WPGW, but that will be on 105.3 only. That won't be on 100.9 as usual, but 105.3, which comes in it comes in a little better if you get farther from Fort Recovery, actually comes in better than 100.9. But 105.3 is going to be WPGW, and I believe that'll be Rob Weaver. And then the boys will start a week from tonight at St. Mary's, JV game at 6, and that will be a WPGW simulcast, and that one will be on 100.9. Susie, do you have starters for us, or what appears to be starters?
I do. Okay.
Or do you want to do the stats for the JV, and we can do starters after the national anthem?
Sure. I got a few stats here from the JV game.
That'll be great.
Compliments of Bubba. Thanks, Bubba. For the JV, Sage Luthold ended up with 13 points. Callie Wendell had 2 points. Kenzie Garkey finished with 2 points. Mara Pearson had 4 points. 4 points for Alexis Wendell. 6 points for Faith Wendell. And 2 points for Elizabeth Alec. And again, the score of the JV game was Fort Recovery came out on top 33-21 in the opening night. So,
okay.
Good start for the JV.
So they're getting ready to do the national anthem. We'll take a break with them. And be back with the starters in just a little bit.
It's almost Thanksgiving, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need to create the big feast for your family. Cooper Farms turkey rolls, oven bags for your turkey, hams, fresh and canned sweet potatoes, bags of potatoes to mash or the instant potatoes, chicken broth, a wide variety of fresh vegetables, everything you'll need to make your dressing, instant gravy, or everything you'll need to make your own great gravy, cranberry sauce and fresh cranberries, and back by the deli, they have everything you need to make your famous green bean casserole. And don't forget about their curbside pickup service. Just call them at 375-2865 to place your order. Get everything you need for Thanksgiving right here in Fort Recovery, all in one stop. Great prices, great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. Closed Thanksgiving Day. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Planning for your family's future is important. At Fort Recovery Insurance, we're here to make sure you have the coverage when the unexpected happens. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can help you find the right insurance coverage to fit your family's needs and budget. Today is the day to bring your family into the fort and make sure they're protected. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
This is Joanne Glenster from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back to Arcanum High School and the Lady Indians taking on the Arcanum Trojans. This is a memorial, and I do not have the name of the man that the memorial is for. I had that back at the studio and do not have it now, but it's a memorial tournament. And Susie, you're getting ready for the tin cupboard tip-off. Can you run through some starters for us, or do we have time for that?
Sure can. For the Lady Indians, the starters tonight are our seniors, Brenna Holman, Paige Forkamp, Kira Wendell, Allie Vaughn, and Junior Whitley Rammel. For Arcanum, the starters are Ellie Fault, Madeline Fearon, Haley Unger, Kylie Freeman, and Emily Fault. So we have Witt here jumping in the middle for us. So Indians get the ball to start off with. Key brings the ball down the court, across the half court line. Nice crossover dribble to the left side. Allie shuffles it over to Brenna. She looks down into Key. Key's at the top of the court. Drops it out to Allie for a three. Little long, and the Trojans come down with the rebound. Lindsay Wendell Ellie Fault for the Trojans. Trojans bring the ball down the court. Indians look like they're in a man-to-man defense. Drive to the bucket. Good shot by Arcanum, and that's a point bucket there for Haley Unger. Looks like Arcanum's going to do a little bit of a press. Indians break it. Whit with a shot. Little long, and the ball goes out of bounds off the Indians.
Do you know the gray girl isn't starting? Do you know what's going on there?
I believe she had a minor surgery on her hand. I just know that because she plays on the club team with Paige. Okay. So, but I think she'll be just fine. I'm not sure if she's playing tonight or not. But I do know that was last Sunday.
Yeah, I noticed that earlier, and I thought, well, I hope she's not injured for the season. Yeah. It's going to help us if she's not playing tonight, but we don't want her to not get to play this year.
Yeah, Haley Unger for the Trojans. Nice crossover dribble through the middle and puts it up off the backboard for her second bucket of the night. Kiki breaks a press down. She gets kind of hammered, but Paige dribbles to the middle, shoots it up, and scores. Puts the Indians on the board. Indians down 4-2.
Yep, 6.5 minutes to go.
First quarter here. So, a steal by Paige Forkamp. Down the court. Left-handed layup's in.
Nice.
So it ties the game up for the Indians 4-4 here in the first quarter. So the Indians are short a little bit on help today. I think Grace Guggenbühler is still not back yet.
Yeah.
Out yet, so our bench is a little short. Oh, wow. Nice crossover dribble by Unger again by the left hand. Puts it off the backboard and puts the Trojans up 6-4. Kiki breaks the press, dribbles it down, passes it off to Forkamp. She passes it into Witt, and they steal it from her. Here comes the Trojans. And the girl, Allie Vaughn and Paige Forkamp follow her down the court and knock the ball out. So good hustle defense for the Indians.
If they really wanted to, they probably could have called a foul on that because there was some contact. But this is an official we've seen a lot, and he kind of plays, he calls a Mac type of game. If it didn't hurt anything, nobody got hurt, just give them the ball.
Yep.
There's no need to call a foul on that.
We're probably better off if they're not calling ticky-tack fouls too much here. So.
Yes.
Good defense by the Indians. Shot up by, I'm not sure what her name is, Emily Fault, she missed it. Indians get the ball back down the court. Ellie Vaughn shoots it up.
Nice.
Underneath the bucket, a little drive underneath the bucket, and scores. So ties the ball game 6-6 here with 5:13 left in the first quarter. So the Indians really have only had about a week of practice with volleyball season stretching a little bit long deep into the tournament. So we'll see how they hold up here as the game goes on. See if they got enough stamina to get through it all. As a three-pointer off the mark for the Trojans. Forkamp with the rebound. Bring it down the court. Allie Vaughn with a nice assist down underneath the bucket to Whitley Rammel. So that was a nice play by the Indians getting the ball down the court.
Indians have the lead 8-6 now.
Oh, and errant pass by the Trojans, steal by Brenna Holman. Gets it down the court to Kiki. She stops, pops, and a little long on the shot. Trojans with the rebound and bringing it back down the court. And there's a steal by Allie. She gets it over to Witt, whose body's flying all over the place. In a timeout, I think, by the Trojans.
Had just about everybody in the on our team on the floor trying to roll the ball to somebody. So, timeout. We'll just take a real quick timeout with them. Back in just a minute.
Indians up 8-6.
Our schools will be open to the public for winter walking hours through the end of March. The hours will be Monday through Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. At the elementary middle school, please use the middle school entrance and walk only in the Main Street Hall. At the high school, please use the commons entrance. Other walking options in our community are the track at the football field, which will be available most days, and the Paul Stogler walking trail at the community park.
Okay, we're back here at Arcanum. I believe they turn on the timeout clock, but I believe there's right at 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Indians lead 8-6. We were down 4-2. So making a little comeback, some steals, some aggressive defense, and we're playing pretty well.
Arcanum, the younger girl, has all six of their points. She's a nice player, so a nice crossover, and she can get to the bucket real nice. So.
Yep.
Last couple times on the court, they've turned the ball over, so the Indians have taken advantage of a couple turnovers here. So 4:20 left on the clock in the first quarter here. Indians up 8-6, Trojans with the ball. Swinging it around the three-point line. Good lead by the Indians. Pushing them out about 5 feet beyond the arc. Shot in the three-point shot in the corner for the Trojans. It's off the mark. Whitley with the rebound. Gets it out to Allie, and Indians are pushing the ball up the court. Allie drops it off to Paige. She's got it out at the top of the arc. Drops it down into Brenna. And steal by the Trojans. Trojans slowing it up as they get to bring it down the court. Indians still in a man-to-man defense. Oh, almost a steal by Fort Camp. Oh, nice pass by Unger off to Taylor Gray. And Taylor Gray drops it in for two. And
so she is one. In there. So,
yeah, she's got that wrap on her hand.
Yep.
That foul's on Allie Vaughn, her first Indians first.
I'm glad she can play. I just wish she couldn't play tonight.
Yeah, she's a good athlete, isn't
with
she?
With her and Unger, that's going to be that's going to be tough.
Yep. So, 8-8. Gray at the line. Her hand one. She missed that. Whitley rebound. Whitley Rammel with the rebound. Nice rebound by Whitley. Good box out. Indians push the ball down the court. Kiki's at the helm. Drops it off to Allie Vaughn. Allie looking underneath the bucket. Witt sets a nice screen. Pick and roll with Witt and Will. Allie, nice.
Oh, nice.
Nice pick and roll. Witt set a nice screen and rolled, and Allie dropped it down underneath to her, and a score for Witt. So that puts the Indians up 10-8. It was a nice play. Indians still in man-to-man defense. Oh, Kiki almost with a steal. He's playing some nice defense there. Allie Vaughn. Defending Unger out on top of the key. Looks like they're pulling the ball out. Got 2:45 left on the clock here in the first quarter. Indians up 10-8. Drop the pass down to the corner. Unger's dribbling it. Three-point basket by the Trojans. She's off. Whitley with the rebound. Indians pushing the ball up the court. Allie Vaughn's got dribbles it to the bucket. Off the backboard. Oh, just a little long on that one. On that layup attempt. Here comes the Trojans back down the court. Fast and furious here a little bit here, Neil.
Yeah.
So Unger drops it.
Ooh, that's nice.
10-foot shot. She makes it. So yep. She's got 8 of their 10 points.
Yep. 10-10 now on the Fort Perry Insurance first quarter scoreboard.
Putting in a press here. So this will be the first look that we have at this full court press. Witt with a nice pass on to Paige, who drops it off to Brenna Holman for the assist.
That worked.
Nice. That's the way you break the press right there. It was beautiful. So bucket for Brenna, her first points of the night. Assist from Paige. And Witt had a nice pass on that one as well. Trojans back down. Oh, nice defense by Whitley. Over the back on the Trojans. Unless he just called it out of bounds on the Trojans. I think he just called it out of bounds.
Yep.
Out of bounds on her. So.
I think that's another one of those where no need to really call a foul. Just let him play a little bit.
Yep.
Our boys and girls teams have played that way for a long time, and I think we prefer it. That's how we know, and that's what we'll face most of the season, so I'm glad they're calling it that way.
Yeah, I'm with you. Minute and a half here left in the first quarter. Indians up 12-10. They break the press. Allie Vaughn drops it off to Hope Wendell, who checked in for Brenna Holman. Kiki around the top of the crank. Top the key to Paige, out to the left to Hope. She dribbles around, drops it down into Allie. Allie shoots a three. That's off. And Arcanum comes down with the rebound.
Sure looks pretty good.
Yep. Arcanum's pushing the ball up the court. Indians still in a man-to-man defense here. Trojans slowing it down. Got a minute left. Got to the top of the court. Unger for a three. That's good. Yep.
13-12
now. Yeah, puts in Trojans up by one here in the first end of the first quarter. 48 seconds left. Indians get the ball in. They're still full court press here. Kiki gets it beyond the half court.
Yep.
Yeah, a little over and back. She passed it off the page and wasn't quite across the half court line there.
Her heel was just crossing the line.
Little mental error for the Indians.
Yep.
Turnover for the Indians.
39.4 on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard.
Indians down by one. It's been a pretty clean game so far. Not a ton of turnovers and not a ton of fouls so far. Yeah. It's kind of nice to see just some basketball being played here. Arcanum moving the ball around to get it underneath the bucket to Gray. Nice defense by Whitley, but boy, she made a nice move.
That was a nice move. Yeah. Whitley was on her, and she did a little step back, and it was in 15-12.
Yeah. Turned to her left towards his baseline. That was a great shot. So. Mm-hmm. Arcanum up by three. Indians get it down the court, down to 8 seconds. Pass the ball around. Allie Vaughn takes it to the bucket, and then she gets fouled. 2.7 seconds left in the first quarter yet. It's a little shoving foul on the Trojans. It's only the first foul on them.
So it'll be out of bounds instead of going to the line.
Kiki is triggering the ball in. Hope had, nice play. Hope went up for a shot, got it blocked, and it went into Whitley's hand, and Whitley puts it up for two, and that makes it a one-point game. So the Indians down 15-14 here at the end of the first quarter. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
We are back here at Arcanum, and Indians are down 15-14 on the second quarter K&L Tractors scoreboard. So like you were saying right before the break, pretty clean game. Mm-hmm. Two pretty talented teams, a lot of good players on the floor.
Yep. Out on the court for the Indians, we have Allie Vaughn, Kiara Wendell, Whitley Rammel, Hope Wendell, and Paige Forkamp here. Arcanum with the ball to start the second quarter off, and they throw it away. So, little mix-up on a pick there for Arcanum, and she didn't get through, and they threw it away. So, we'll take that. So, the Indians take the ball out. Kiki brings it up to court, and no full court press here to start it off, to start off the second quarter. Kiki gets the ball down the corner to Allie Vaughn. Nice pass down into Witt as Witt come across, but just slipped out of Witt's hand and out of bounds for the Indians. So turnover for turnover here in the first possession for both teams in the beginning of the second quarter. Arcanum brings the ball up the court. Kiki picks her up midcourt. Put some pressure on her. Indians are bringing their defense out beyond the three-point line. Same thing again. Yeah, same spot, same play.
Yeah, different person, I think, whenever they hit.
It was a different person that time, but we'll take it.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Now, let's not do the same thing on our end. Let's make a basket.
Yeah.
Get ahead.
Exactly. We need a score here. So, Kiki with a nice crossover. Drops it off to Allie Vaughn. Drops it off to Paige on the right. Ugh, throws the ball away. A little stutter step on that. Arcanum down with the layup. It's good and a foul. Yeah.
That increases their lead to 17-14 on the K&L Tractors second quarter scoreboard. And who's this? You'll go to the Hull Brothers foul line. I can't see your numbers. You got her arms.
It is Ellie Fout. So that was her first bucket of the night. So she'll go to the line for N1. That foul was on Paige Forkamp. So in the lineup for the Indians is Brenna Holman back in for Hope Wendell. So that free throw was up and good for Fout. So that puts Trojans up by 4. Indians have the ball. Over to the top of the key to Allie. She drives to the bucket, puts one up, misses it. And Arcanum comes down with the rebound. So pushing the ball up the court. Get it down underneath. Oh, nice play by Brenna Holman, knocking the ball away.
So. Just about was able to get that, but she nice did tip play. It away, and they'll have to get the ball inbounds. Hope we can steal one here. Well, inbounds play.
So it looks like Mara Pearson's going to be coming in the lineup for the Indians. Paige Forkamp will take the seat. Trojans have to take the ball out and underneath their bucket. They're up 18-14, 6:47 left here in the second quarter on the K&L second quarter. Sponsor. Trojans taking their time on the ball around, trying to set up an offense. Nice move by Unger. Oh, nice play. Kiki got her hand on the pass, but Trojans get the ball back. Bring it around. They swing it down to the corner to Unger. She shoots a 3, and it's good. Well, she's a good player.
That was a nice shot.
Yeah, that was a beautiful shot. She even had a hand in her face. Still made it. So that puts Arcanum up by 7. So she's on fire. We're going to have to do something to stop
she
her.
She has 14 points.
Yeah.
She has as many as we have.
Yep. Allie drove the ball to the hole and got fouled. A little hand check foul there. So that's only the second foul of this first half on Arcanum. So the Indians will take the ball out on the side.
Yeah, neither team in foul trouble
not
by any
yet.
Means.
Nope. Gets the ball into Kiki. Kiki with a nice crossover. Drops it off to Allie for 3. Oh, that looked good. Oh, nice rebound by Mara. Puts it back in. Nice. That was a beautiful play.
That was a great
nice
move.
Nice rebound by Mara. She dropped it down, a couple dribbles, and up and off the basket. So that's 2 points from her first 2 points of her varsity career, I believe. Mara's a freshman, so it was nice. Oh, boy, the Arcanum drops it off to Unger for another 3. She was open. 24-16 puts Arcanum on top by 8.
We ought to guard her.
Yeah. Might have to do a box and one or double team or something on her. So looks like the Indians might be talking about that. They're going to take a timeout in here. Probably going to set up a little bit different defense on her. So Indians down by 8, 24-16, 5:45 left in the second quarter. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
We're back here at Arcanum. I think I'll just go through a couple of things going on. We've got about 20 seconds till the end of the timeout. Tomorrow night, we will play back here at Arcanum. If we win, we will play in this gym, the main gym. If we lose, we will play across 49 in their old field house. And we will play Franklin Monroe and Rushi are playing over there now. The winner of that game will play over here. The loser will play over there. We hope we're playing back here. Tuesday night, girls play a MAC game at Versailles. That's WPGW simulcast on 105.3. Well, I'll get let Susie get the play-by-play going here. We're starting up again.
Oh, just coming back off a timeout from the Indians. Probably going to try to figure out how to slow down Unger. We got 5 minutes left in the second quarter, and she's already got 17 points. So we need to do something to stop her, that's for sure. So shot by Allie Vaughn was no good for the Indians. Unger drives to the bucket down here on the other end. And Taylor Gray with the offensive rebound goes to stick it back in and gets fouled by Mara Pearson. So looks like a first foul on, I believe that's on Mara. Yes, they called that on Mara. So Gray will shoot 2 from the free throw line. From the Hall Brothers foul line.
Yep.
There we go.
And that's only the third foul on us, and Arcanum has 2.
Yeah, that first free throw is up and good for Taylor Gray. puts the Indians down by 9, 25-16. 5:21 left to go here in the second quarter.
I think they've outscored us 7-2.
Second one's up and good for Gray. She has 6 points on the night. Kiki brings the ball down the court. Drops it off to Brenna Holman. Brenna's on the top of the key. Swings it around to Mara. Mara looks, swings it back to Allie Vaughn. Allie takes the drive to the bucket. Nice pass to Witt. They knocked it away. She knocks it back out of there. Brenna Holman for three from the top of the key. It's no good. And Arcanum comes down with the rebound.
Seems like we're getting decent shots.
But yeah, good looks, good looks. Good shots, good looks. So just a little bit off. So, ooh, nice block by Whitley Ramo underneath the bucket here. Good block by Whitley. Indians push the ball down the court. Vaughn down to Mara with a nice pass under Whitley and puts a shot up but off the underneath the bottom of the rim. So.
Yeah, she was too far under.
Too far underneath it, yep, pushed it.
She had already turned and she had to let go of the ball.
Yep, Indians down by 10 here, 26-16 with 4:20 left on the clock here. Trojans kind of passing the ball around. Gray gets the ball underneath the bucket. I believe she double dribbled. Nope. Yep. We have a double dribble call on her there. So.
Yeah, we're a little bit blocked by the stage we're sitting on.
Can't quite see it.
Couldn't see what the official that was making the call was blocked from us.
Yep. Kiki brings the ball down the court for the Indians. She does a nice job at the point for us. Brenna swings it over to Mara, out to Kiki for three, and I thought that was good.
I was sure of it.
Whitley almost got the rebound on the backside. Good hustle by Whitley. Falling out of bounds, try to get that rebound. But good hustle by Whitley. Just, good shot by Key. Yep. Looked like it was right there.
So. Halfway through the K&L Tractor's second quarter, Indians are down by 10 and need to keep working on the defense. They've been doing well, but Arcanum's pretty good.
Yeah, Arcanum's had some nice shots fall. You know, Unger's had some good shots. That's nice. A nice steal by Allie Vaughn. She brings it down the court. Oh, nice move by Allie. Oh, and she just missed
just
it.
Just didn't go
Great
in.
Great move. Just came off the rim.
She'll make about 50 of those this year, but that won't be one of them.
Yeah. Be nice to have one fall for her.
Yep.
Indians get the ball. Keep the ball underneath the bucket. Kiki will trigger it in. Gets it in to Allie. Allie swings it over to Brennan. Oh, almost throws it away. Oh, yep, does throw it away. Unger with the steal. Nope, that's not Unger. Nice move underneath the bucket. That was number 13. That was Madeline Fearon with a bucket. Nice move. Kiki, bring the ball up the court for the Indians. Indians are down by 12. We need to get a bucket. We've been pretty dry here for a while. She flips it off to Mara. Mara for three, and that did not go.
Nope.
Whitley fights for the rebound with Arcanum and got a jump ball. So
we got us a pretty good open shot.
He has a nice open shot. Just didn't fall. Got a good look. We've been getting some good looks. Just things aren't falling. So that's kind of the game of basketball. So.
I think once we kind of break that 16 jinx, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
We've been there a long time.
Allie's taking a break. Paige Forkamp back in for her. Kiki with a nice look. Just missed it. Whitley with a nice offensive rebound and a stick back. That was beautiful. Finally get off that 16 points.
Yes,
so
finally got one
Indians
in.
Down by 10, 28-18 with 3:12 left to go here in the second quarter. So that's Whitley's eighth point of the night. So nice bucket. Oh, nice defense by the Indians. Double team on Unger, but I got a reach-in foul called on, I believe, on
I think
Mara.
That's Mara, I believe.
Yeah, I believe that was called on Mara. Is that called on Mara?
Yeah, I think that's her second, I believe. Well,
yeah,
maybe not.
That's her second.
Scoreboard's still only showing one, but I believe that's her second. Yeah, there we go.
Yep, there they changed it to
and
second.
So they brought Paige back in.
Nope, Allie came back in for Mara.
Oh, okay.
So, yep. So we got Paige. Brenna, Witt, and Key.
Yep.
Nice play by the Indians defense. Paige knocked the ball away, and Arcanum went after it, and she got an over and back call when she went to go touch the ball. So nice defense by the Indians. Good hustle. So they'll take the ball out of midcourt.
28-18 still. Yep. Indians got some work to do. We got to get K&L Tractors to get us some more points here.
Got some good shots taken off here. Some good looks off. Good movement on offense. So, and then we throw the ball away, as I said. So,
yep.
Allie Vaughn threw the ball the ball away. Unless must have been a little miscommunication there, and there was nobody there for it. So turnover for the Indians. But again, we've had a pretty clean game so far. Should be pretty happy with that for the first game of the year. Not many turnovers so far. So Arcanum brings the ball down the court. We're working the ball out to the outside. Three-point shot is short. And that long rebound goes out to Arcanum. Unger back with the ball. Brenna almost got it.
Yep.
Get the ball. Ugh. Try to get the ball inside to Taylor Gray and her Whitley with a reach-in foul.
Yep. She was reaching over to kind of tip it out and got a little bit of her arm and back. So
it's only her first, so.
Yep.
First on Whitley, the fifth
Indians
foul.
Indians fifth, so we're still okay there. Arcanum only has two.
Arcanum with the ball underneath their bucket. Get it into Taylor Gray, and nice defense by Whitley. Whitley stopped her. Stevens. Oh, good ball movement by the Indians. Oh, got the ball down the court. Really nice. Whitley had a wide open shot, just a little too strong off the bucket. And I think Brenna Holman with a foul on the rebound there. So a little reach in on the foul. So that's the sixth foul on the Indians here in the first half. First foul on Brenna. I believe that was on Brenna. They didn't mark it up there, but it looked like that's who it belonged to. So Trojans bring the ball down. They're working it into Taylor Gray. A double team on her. Oh, boy, nice bucket there. Indians come down and doubled her, but she still powered over the top of Whitley and put it off the backboard and for two. So in Arcanum up by 12, 30-12 here in this second quarter.
And they did minute put that left. In up for Brenna.
For Brenna, I see that. Nice shot by Kiki. Finally gets a three-pointer to fall for the Indians. Great shot by her.
From the right corner, that was really a good one. We needed that 30-21 now.
Yep. Nice play. Just got to keep shooting. It'll fall. Indians still in a pretty smothering man-to-man defense. Oh, Allie Vaughn just about with a steal. Trojans get the ball back. I say the Indians are playing some good defense. I mean, switching well and getting their hands on a lot of balls, knocking balls away. And three-point attempt by Arcanum. It's off the mark, and Whitley Rammel with the rebound. Well, she's racking up the rebounds. And I got a kick on Arcanum. So. Nothing hurt there for the Indians.
And they're not doing a press, so
should be able
to get it in easily, get it down court easily.
Yep.
Just a little under a minute to go here in the K&L second quarter. Indians down by 9 now, doing a little better.
Yep.
Need to get a little run going here in the last minute.
Another bucket or two would be nice here.
Yep.
Kiki brings it across the half court line, drops her over to the right side to Allie Vaughn. Allie dribbles to the bucket, and almost lost it, but got it out. Brenna Holman, a nice pass under the bucket to Allie Vaughn.
That
wow.
was a beautiful bounce
beautiful
pass.
Beautiful pass by Brenna Holman in traffic. One-hand bounce pass over to Allie Vaughn, and Allie sticks it in for two. It puts the Indians only down by 7 here, 30-23, 26 seconds left to go. Working it down underneath the Gray. Strong move by Gray, but good defense by Whitley, and she rips the rebound down. Nice defense by Whitley and a good rebound.
15 seconds.
Lost Kiki it. Threw the ball away. Arcanum coming back. 10 seconds left. Unger's got the ball. Step back three. Short. Rebound by Brenna. 4 seconds left. Down the court. Gets the ball down to... Oh, Kiki couldn't quite catch up to it. But
yep.
Good job by the Indians to come back. Get it back within 7 here. With at halftime here, Indians down 30-23. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Simplicity snow throwers can handle anything winter can dish out, and K&L Tractor has them on sale. Tough and powerful, they carry the quality and craftsmanship that is synonymous with simplicity. It is no better time to buy, with prices starting as low as $449 and special financing available. You'll be ready to take on whatever winter has to bring. Simplicity snow throwers, now on sale, K&L Tractor, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery American Legion, along with the Red Cross, will be hosting a blood drive on Monday, November 23rd from noon to 6 p.m. Appointments are recommended, so call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC to schedule your donation appointment, but walk-ins are also welcome. There's always a need for blood, no matter what time of year. So give life and donate blood at the Legion's Blood Drive on Monday, November 23rd between noon and 6 p.m. and help the Red Cross save lives. Make your appointment now at 1-800-RED-CROSS or at redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We are back here at Arcanum. Lady Indians are down 23-30 and playing well. We're not shooting as well as we should. Defense is very good. We're getting some open shots, aren't we, Susie?
Yeah, I think overall I would say Holly would be pretty happy about the first half. Again, these girls have only had about 1 week of practice together with the volleyball season extending into tournament. So you can tell they're tired. We don't play a lot of players. We run about six or seven deep. And so overall, I think pretty decent first half. We had some nice looks and shots. Just a few of them wouldn't go down. But again, playing hard on defense, pushing the ball hard. One of the things I think Holly has always prided herself in is these girls playing tough defense and scrappy and getting their hands and in the face of the offense. So again, they're showing that really well here tonight. We are down by seven, but the younger girl for Arcanum is just a junior. She dropped 17 points in a hurry in the first half. But I believe we held her to no points probably. I think she had 17 points with maybe 5 minutes left in the second quarter or so.
We only had 16 when she had 17.
Yeah, and I don't think she scored after about the five-minute mark left in the second quarter. So looks like Fort Recovery changed their defense a little bit on her, and they did some switches and some they were doubling down on Taylor Gray when she gets the ball underneath the bucket. So Whitley's doing a really nice job defending her.
And it looked like the Unger girl may have forced a shot or two toward the end of the quarter, trying to get her, I guess, mojo back or whatever you want to call it. But, between Taylor Gray and I don't remember the Unger girl's first name, but that's a really good, very good duo. This is a good team.
Yeah, Madeline Furon is another guard out there, number 13. She's got a nice stroke. She took a couple three-pointers, didn't quite fall for him, but she's got a really nice stroke for Arcanum. But again, we're making some nice passes. We had a few turnovers there in the first half, but nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah, not really sloppy.
Making some nice passes and sharing the ball well.
Moving it around.
Overall, I think we should be pretty happy about this the first half.
Let's take another quick break. We'll be back in a little bit more with Cooper Farms halftime show back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor. Built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Go again. So we are back here at Arcanum. Lady Indians playing Arcanum in the tournament here. And down 30-23, we were down, I think, 30-17 or 18. We were down double digits, but we're down 7 now, so doing a little bit better. So what do you think we need to do, or do you have any more stats for us, or you think
I got a few stats. I didn't keep a lot of stats. I did keep the points here for the Indians. Kind of spread the ball around nicely here in the first half. I got 2 points for Brenna Homan, 4 points for Paige Forkamp. Kiki hit a three-pointer, so she's got 3 points. Allie Vaughn with 4, Witt with 8, and Mara with 2. So Indians did a nice job of spreading the ball around, getting some good shots off, and hopefully in the second half we'll get a few more shots to fall, but keep working the ball underneath, around the bucket. And yep. Whitley's done a nice job of rebounding underneath the bucket. I didn't keep track of rebounds, but I know she's got a slew of them already. She's got her hands full down there with Taylor Gray. She's a really good athlete.
Yes, she is.
So overall, the Indians look fairly decent here in this first half.
Well, a couple of things we have coming up. If we will be playing tomorrow here at Arcanum. If we win, we will be playing back here in the main gym. If we lose, we'll be playing over at the field house on the other side of 49. Rushi and Franklin Monroe are playing over there now. The winner of that game will play over here against the winner of this game. And the losers will play over on the other side. I'm really glad we're playing this team now. I don't know what Franklin Monroe has or Rushi, but Arcanum is a very strong team. And just like with our volleyball, if we're going to be better, we have to play better teams. So that's good. And now next week, girls are playing on Tuesday night, MAC game at home against Versailles. That'll be a WPGW simulcast, and that'll be on 105.3 only. It won't be on 100.9 as usual. On Friday, the boys will be playing at St. Mary's JV at 6 o'clock, and WPGW simulcast will be on 100.9 on Friday, the beginning of the boys' season. So that's the Cooper Farms halftime show. We'll be back right after this with the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. We'll be back in just a minute.
They're focused. They see the future as an opportunity. They're growing, and they're looking for someone like you who shares in the same vision for a better future. Cooper Farms has been raising turkeys since 1938, and today they're raising hogs and chicken egg layers and making a variety of delicious food products. What's in store next for Cooper Farms? Join them in their quest for innovation, opportunity, and growth. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, it's more than just a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
We're back here at Arcanum, going into the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. and see if Fowler Mechanical can get us really going here. Indians down 30-23. Getting ready for the play-by-play with Susie.
Just about ready to start here in the third quarter. Looks like the Indians will get the ball. Nope, Arcanum gets the ball first here. So Indians down by 7 here to start this third quarter. We have Kiki, Allie Vaughn, Whitley Rammel, Paige Forkamp, and Brenna Holman out on the court to start us off today. Looks like we are running a face guarding Unger. Looks like they have Brenna face guarding Unger here for the start of the third quarter. So we'll see if that can slow her down any. Good defense by the Indians. Trojans have to bring the ball back out on the top of the key.
We do need to bother her. So.
Yeah. Oh, nice defense by the Indians. Paige knocked it away. Kiki picked the loose ball up. Kiki down the court all the way to the bucket. Jump. Shot up. About a 5-footer up and in. Nice shot by Kiki.
30-25 here nice in the Indians. Fowler Mechanical third quarter.
And when we play really good defense, it makes our offense good. We're good on the run. We're good at getting our hands in their face. We're good at getting in passing lanes. And when we can do that, we can really get our offense rolling. Kiki just about had another steal there, knocked the ball away, but our cannon gets it back. So, again, I think our offense feeds really well off of our defense. So these girls play hard. To the green on top of the key with the ball out to Unger on the right-hand wing. Oh, nice steal by Key. Brings the ball down. Oh. Sorry, can't really see what's going on right here. So Kiki stole it underneath the bucket, and she's down on the ground. She looks like she's a little slow getting up. I'm not sure what they called, if they called a foul. Jump.
Looks like we'll be taking the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, but maybe they called a jump.
We were completely blocked here. We could see the tops of heads.
Kiki's slow to get up, but it looks like she's going to continue to go. She's a tough cookie, that's for sure. So
yes.
Kiki triggering the ball in, gets it into Whitley. Nice play in. Whitley off the backboard just didn't quite go in. It was a good play for the Indians. They hustle back. Indians down by 5:30-25 with 6:30 left here to go in the third quarter. Swing it to the right side to Unger. She cuts it back to the middle, brings it down to the left side. Got a 3-point shot in the corner. No good. Gray had the ball, but Brenna took it out of her hands. Nice play. Gets it out to Paige. Back to Brenna. Nice play by Brenna Holman there.
That was great.
Yeah, just took it right out of her hands. So she passes it up court to Kiki. Kiki on the top of the key. Swings it down to Allie. Allie drives to the bucket. Kicks it out to Brenna for 3. And I thought that was good. Almost. But Kiki went.
I thought it went in.
Good hustle by Key. Good hustle by Key for that loose ball on the rebound and ties the ball up, but that ball will go to Arcanum. So down here before when Kiki was on the floor, it must have been a jump. They called a jump ball and not a foul. So.
Yep.
So Arcanum gets the ball back. Indians still down by 5 yet here in the third quarter. Good hustle for Indians. So bringing it to them, putting a little heat on defense here. For
Witt just about tipped it.
Yeah.
Key just about tipped it.
Yep. Top the key here.
We'll get one.
She does a we'll take that shot anytime. She does a fadeaway, fall into her left shot, and she missed it.
Yeah, from
but they do get the rebound
15
back.
Plus.
Yeah, we'll take that. A block. Paige blocked that, and then looks to me like the offensive girl tackled her to the floor. And
Paige is saying she pulled her down.
Yeah, she did. She had her arms wrapped around her and pulled her down, but she did call it on Paige. Yikes.
The post was right where between me and there. We're 4 or 5 feet apart here, and just that little bit. Susie can see it, and I can't, but you know, Paige was saying she grabbed my jersey and pulled me down.
So McKeon shot a 3. Paige boxed her out. And then they went to the floor, but 11 had her arms wrapped completely around her Paige's waist. They called a foul on Paige. But at least it wasn't a shooting foul, so it was after the shot. So Arcanum triggers it in from the sideline. So what she called there? Called a foul, a push on someone. Not sure. Oh, Brenna must have been off the ball. So Brenna got a foul call on her second foul. So second foul for the Indians here in this half. So Arcanum triggers the ball in. 3-point shot by Madeline Fearon. That was good from the side. So 33-25, Arcanum back up by 8.
I like what the scoreboard said. Yeah. They hadn't put it up yet. But
Forkamp with the drive to the middle. Shot a little bit off off the back of the rim. Trojans bring the ball down, get it into Taylor Gray. Good defense by Whitley, but she strong-armed it up in there. It was a good D by Whit. Yep. Indians bringing the ball back up the court. Kiki drives the bucket up. Oh, a little short on her shot. Arcanum gets the rebound. Back down the court we go. Indians down by 10 at this point. We need to stop here. So Arcanum underneath the bucket down to Taylor Gray again. Whitley, nice defense there. A little good help defense on the backside there by Paige. Rebound by Whitley. Indians bringing it back. Ball back up the court. Swing it up top to Kiki. She's going to set the offense up. Slow her down a little bit here. Passes it off to Allie on the left. She dribbles to the middle, shoots it up, and just off the rim. Just can't find the hole. Bounced around.
That's so close.
So the Indians still down by 10 with 4 minutes left here to go in the third quarter.
Fowler Mechanical needs to get us going here. Third quarter, they were halfway through, and we've scored 2, and they scored 5.
Nice play by Arcanum to get underneath the bucket, but better defense by the Indians. So, three-pointer by Arcanum's off the mark. Mm-hmm. Looks like he didn't call a foul on that, did he? Looks like
I thought he did. Looked like he was going to. That's what it looked like to me happened, but that's okay.
Looked like she was over the back, but he just called it out of bounds on Arcanum.
Yeah, and that's okay. Yep. You know, we'll get plenty of those.
Indians trigger the ball in. A little bit of pressure coming down the court. Allie Vaughn brings the ball up, gets it over to Brenna. Gonna set the offense up here. And then timeout by the Indians. So Indians want to talk about it. Down by 10 here with 3:36 left in the third, in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. We'll be right back.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Our schools will be open to the public for winter walking hours through the end of March. The hours will be Monday through Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. At the elementary middle school, please use the middle school entrance and walk only in the main street hall. At the high school, please use the commons entrance. Other walking options in our community are the track at the football field, which will be available most days, and the Paul Stogler walking trail at the community park.
We're back here at Arcanum. Indians coming out of a timeout here. Going to set the ball up here underneath the bucket. So the Indians are down by 10. We've only had scored 2 points this quarter. But nice move by Allie Vaughn to get open and just can't get the shot to drop. It's a nice cut through the middle, but and a nice pass in by Kiki, but just couldn't get the shot to fall. So Indians having a little trouble getting some buckets to fall this quarter. But they are playing some good defense. Oh, my goodness. Hand check there on Brenna. So looks like a foul on Brenna. That'll be on the shot. Unger went underneath the basket and did behind the back Olay that had no chance of going in. They called a hand check foul on Brenna on the shot. So a little cheap foul, but.
Well, it looks like they called it on. There it is.
It's on Brenna.
Yeah, it is on Brenna.
Unger at the line shooting two, so she misses the first one. Indians still down by 10 with 3:11 left here in the third quarter.
So you'll get one more at the Hall Brothers foul line.
Up and good.
Hall Brothers, you're supposed to make them miss.
Kiki bringing the ball up for the Indians. It's across the timeline. Nice crossover dribble. It's the ball to Brennan, gets it stolen away. Unger steals it away for Arcanum. They get the ball down the court. Nice move. Nice move by Madeline Ferron. Put it in. So Indians are down by 13 here with 2:48 left in the quarter. Allie Vaughn coming down the court and gets pushed. Foul called on Arcanum. That's the first foul of the half on Arcanum. Indians have 3 on them. Whitley Ramble back in the lineup for the Indians. Paige Forkamp takes a seat. Indians will take the ball out on the sideline right in front of their bench. Down by 13. It's time to score some buckets here.
Yep.
Allie will trigger it in from the sideline. Looked in.
four.
Oh, there we go. Gets it into Kiki. That's pretty close.
I'm watching the official's arm. She got the four.
I didn't call many fouls in the first half, and I'm getting a little trigger happy. That was like a hand check there as well.
And I think three of them have been called this half by the lady official.
Yeah, she's
and they have technically been fouls, but a little bit.
So Allie Vaughn triggers it in off the side again. Gets it into Brenna. Back to Allie. Allie swings it down through Hope through the middle. Hope puts it up. No good. Nice. Hope gets her own rebound. Gets it back out the key. Key
there it is.
With a shot from the baseline. That's no good. Can't find the hole. Trojans pushing the ball up the court. Indians get back nice and transition defense there. Trojans set up their offense. Swing it out to the corner back up top. Good defense by Key. Bring it out top again to Unger. Slow it down a little bit here. With 2 minutes left in the third quarter, the Indians are down by 13, 38-25. Oh. To the bucket. Scores and a foul. Nice move.
That's two. I think the last two baskets to this quarter that have they're running toward the basket and just kind of push the ball out of their hands and it goes into the basket.
Yeah, Madeline Farron with the bucket. That foul's on. Not sure who that foul's on. Maybe Hope. Maybe. Anyhow, she's
I think she was over there.
The bucket. So she. Hall Brothers foul on sponsor. She puts it up and it's good. So Indians are down by 15.
Might be 14. I think they didn't put that point up yet. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah. Down by 16.
Yeah, 16.
41-25 here with a minute 51 left in the court. So, minute 51 left in the period. Looks like they got called a foul on the Trojans on the inbound play.
Yep, kind of did push her a little bit. They could have let that go, but I think since the lady official's calling some, he's going to call some too.
Start calling them all. So, yep. Indians down by 16 here. Kiki bringing the ball up. Nice crossover. Gets the ball to Allie. Gets it stolen away. Arcanum down the court. And then Allie with a foul on
get
the
a
shot.
Foul. Yep. Yep. That'll be her third, I believe.
Yes, it is Allie's third foul here in the third quarter here. Fourth foul on the Indians.
Fifth. They just put,
fifth foul. Yep.
Yeah, they're a little slow on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember, but as soon as I looked up there, it switched.
Yep. So McCann's at the line shooting two. First one up and good at the Hall Brothers free throw line.
We've scored 2 points this quarter. We have to do a lot better than that.
Yeah, they've got
12. We need to get a bunch of them here.
Yep.
Yeah, and they've scored 12.
Yep. Paige back in the lineup for the Indians, and Allie Vaughn takes a seat. So 42-25. Arcanum up. Second shot up and no good. Rebound by Mara. She gets it out to Kiki. Kiki brings the ball up the court. Gets it out to Paige, down to Hope. Nice pass, nice move. Nice pass by Hope down to Whitley, and just can't find the bucket. Mara with the rebound and puts it back up and gets fouled. Nice move by Mara.
Yep, she should go to the Hull Brothers foul line on this. Yep.
Yes, she will. Good ball movement by the Indians, getting the ball underneath the bucket and a couple nice passes. Just can't buy a bucket right now.
We're getting shots, and they aren't going.
Just can't buy a bucket. Mara at the free throw line. She misses her first attempt, so she'll get a second attempt here at the Hull Brothers foul line.
Let's go, Mara.
Indians still down by 17.
She does have 4 points already in her first varsity
game. Shot up and no good.
Oh.
Actually, I think the scoreboard's wrong. I think she has two. I think two.
Oh, yeah, that's
Whitley's
right. Two
points
went
to her.
Because Whitley should have eight.
As far as I know. But,
yes. I do remember it showed six, and you said that's Whitley's eighth point.
Yeah.
And they never changed it.
Nice block by Whitley Ramo on Unger's drive to the bucket. So Indians come back down the court. Kiki. Nice crossover dribble all the way to the bucket. Just can't find the good shot. Just
really good
ball.
Shot.
Can't find a bucket. Hope out top the key. Tries to get it into Whitley and gets stolen away by Unger. Arcanum down the other way. Fast break. Unger stops, pops. No good. Hope with the rebound. Nope, that was Paige with the rebound.
Yep.
Oh. Paige gets the rebound down. Key pass down to Hope. Nice pass and a left-handed layup in the for Hope. That's
great
her
job.
fourth pointers. Nope, second point. 2 points for Hope. Nice play by the Indians. Good.
We needed
good
that badly.
Yeah. Yep, we needed that real bad. So 42-27, 28 seconds left in the
Fowler Mechanical.
Fowler Mechanical, third quarter scoreboard. Arcanum looks like maybe they're going to play for the last shot here. Down to 20 seconds left. 42-27. Yeah. Indians down by 15.
Let's just steal one and run down and
make one. Oh, nice move by Taylor Gray of the bucket, but could not fall for her. Arcanum gets the offensive rebound, puts it back up, doesn't make it, but looks like we've got a foul on the Indians. Not sure who's got that on. I still didn't see who that
was. I think it's on Paige.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Paige?
I can't
tell who that's on. Yeah. Yep. So another foul for the Indians. That's probably the seventh of this half, or is that the sixth?
I think that's only six.
Okay. First one up, and no good for Emily. Foul. First shot's no good.
So she'll get another one at the Hull Brothers foul line. Come on, Hull Brothers, make her miss.
I think that was a third foul on Paige, so she comes out of the lineup, and so does Kiki. In for the Indians is Allie, and I think Brenda's back in the lineup. So. Second one is up and no good, but lane violation on the shooter for Arcanum, so it didn't matter if it went in or not. So 7.8 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Fall Mechanical scoreboard. Indians down 42-27.
We need a three.
So the Indians will trigger one or two or three. The bucket, but looks like Arcanum's going to set up a full court press here. Or put some extra time on the clock. 11.2 seconds left. So put about 4 seconds.
I saw the official go over there and was talking to somebody. I just wasn't sure what they were talking about.
Mara to trigger it into Allie. Allie gets the ball. Brings it up on the court. Passes it across the timeline to Mara. Overthrows it. Turnover by the Indians. Arcanum brings the ball down. Misses a layup, and Allie almost got her fourth foul called on her, so it was a good no call there for us, I guess. Third quarter ends at the Indians down by 15, 42-27. Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. We'll be back in a moment.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here at the Arcanum High School. I don't know if they have a name for this gym.
I don't know. When Diana and I were calling the volleyball game here, we called it the field house because it kind of looks like a field house, but we don't know if that's true or not. We just made that up.
Here, their field house is across the street. Yeah. I just found that out tonight. So Fort Camp Excavating, fourth quarter. Here
Indians
we go.
Going to start off down 15 here to start this fourth quarter. So out on the court, we have Mara, Kiara, Hope, Brenna, and Witt to start us off here. Indians got a little bit of foul trouble in that third quarter. Got quite a few fouls calling us. We're six for the quarter. Nice move by Mara. Drives to the bucket. Shot doesn't fall, but she does get fouled. So nice move by Mara to take it baseline and put a shot up. So we can't get any points on the board if we're not going to put any shots up. So. Mm-hmm. And the girls have been doing really good at putting shots up. Just things haven't fallen.
Yep. So Mara gets two from the Hull Brothers foul line.
First one up, and no good. We just cannot.
Come on, Mara, you're a better shooter than that. I've seen her in practice. Sit down, go out there and shoot about 6, 8, 10 in a row.
That lid on the bucket on this side, we just can't find it. And her second one is up and no good. Hope, Wendell, gets her hands on it, and way to scrap for the girls. So nice job, I hope. Good hustle. Jump ball called, so Arcanum will get the ball back, but good play by Hope to get that jump ball.
That was a good quick one, and looked like her with a dig in the volleyball match.
Yep. A lot of bodies flying around on the court, so maybe they still think they're playing volleyball yet. So. Kiki with some good defense out on the top of the court. Swing the ball back to the top of the key for Fearon. She's got it, swings it over to the left side. Good D by the Indians, making Arcanum work. Cut for Unger, passes it back. Shot up, no good by Arcanum. Oh, girls, just there. Brenda's just about had her second steal. They get it back underneath the bucket. Good defense by Hope. Stopped it. Back out to the three-point line. Shots up. No good. Whitley Rammel with a nice rebound again. Job by Whitley. Good position. Kiki brings the ball up the court. Goes by her defender. Brenna sends it over to Brenna. She dribbles to the middle, off to Hope, back out to Brenna. Back out to Mara on the wing. Mara swings it out to Key on the top of Key. Over to Brenna. Down to Witt. Puts it back out to Key for three. And that's good. Nice shot by Kiki. Nothing but net there for Key. So
we needed that.
Yes, we did. Timeout by Arcanum. Indians down by 12, 42-30 here in the fourth quarter. 6:32 left. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Arcanum. Fourth quarter, 6:32 left to go in the game. Indians down by 12. It's coming out of a timeout. Kiki just drained a nice three-pointer off of some really good ball movement by the Indians on offense. Good offensive set the last time around. So Arcanum with the ball down underneath the bucket. Unger on the top of the key. Ooh, looks like she could have traveled. No call there. So give it back to Unger. Good defense by Brenna. Good underneath the gray. Back out to Unger. Looks like she traveled again, but looks like they're going to call a foul, reach-in foul on maybe Brenna. Nope. 20. Be on Hope, maybe? Nope, Key. That foul's on Key. That's Key's second foul. On the court for the Indians is Key, Whitley, Brenna, Allie, and Paige.
So. That'll put her at the Hull Brothers foul line.
Yep, Unger at the foul line. First one's up and good. That's her 19th point, but she had 17 in the first half with five minutes left to go.
She's only had two
She had a couple foul shots this half that have fallen for her. But other than that, I've kind of quieted her down, but the rest of them all picked up the pace. So that second free throw is no good. Taylor Gray knocks the ball around and ends up getting it back out to Ark in the hands of a teammate. Throws up a wild shot and it goes in. So 2 points for Gray. Kiki getting the ball down to court, down to Allie. Puts it up. No good. That's short. Arcanum with the rebound. Maybe that shot was a little bit rushed there, I think.
Yep.
Short on that shot. So Arcanum brings the ball back down. Indians down by 15. Arcanum working the ball around at the top of the key. Unger with the ball. Drives to the bucket. Puts it up. No good. Taylor Gray with the rebound and stick back. And blocked by Whitley. So out of bounds on the Indians. Nice block by Whitley.
5.5 minutes left in the Fort Camp Excavating fourth quarter.
That was a rebound on that. Shouldn't have fallen in Arcanum's hand. It looks like maybe we got a little lazy on the boxing out there, so Arcanum was able to track that ball down. So Indians down by 15. 5.5 left to play here in the game. Arcanum swinging it around the top of the key. Oh, that's a nice move. Arcanum to the bucket. No call. Oh, that was a late whistle.
That was goodness a late, gracious. Late whistle.
About 10 seconds after the play, she calls a block on Whitley.
Nice. So the shot went up, missed, came down. Rebound. We got the rebound. She blew the whistle for a foul on the shot. That was. I'm not happy with that.
That was a pretty poor call. Anyhow, so at the line for the Trojans is Madeline Furon. Her first free throw at the Hull Brothers foul line is up and good. So that's her 10th point maybe of the night, according to the scoreboard. So she'll be up to shoot her second one. Second free throw is up and good. puts Arcanum up by 17, 47-30. Looks like they're going to put on a little full court press here. Kiki gets the ball in the middle to Allie. Allie crosses the timeline, back underneath the bucket to Allie. Nice move to the bucket.
Good. She finally got one to go in.
Yeah, got one to score. So nice move by Allie.
Gives her Indians six, down. I believe.
Yep. Indians down by 15. 6 points for Allie. That's her 6 point. Indians are going to have to turn up the defense here in order to try to get some turnovers here to try to get back in this game. Oh, my gosh. Another foul. That's a kind of a cheap foul there, too.
Yep.
That foul's called on Key on the drive and on the shot. So that's Key's third foul, the ninth foul on the Indians. So puts Madeline Farron up to shoot two at the Hall Brothers foul line. She's got 12 points on the night. First shot up and good. She's a good free throw shooter.
Yep. They seem like, they just watching them, they look like they've played at least half a dozen games, mm-hmm. and we look like we haven't played one before, which we haven't.
Yep, so. Second shot up and good. So that's her 14th point of the night. That puts Arcanum up by 17, 49-32. Full court pressure again by Arcanum. Indians break it, get across the timeline. Wow. Allie Vaughn on the ball. Still dribbling it yet. Get something going here as Jeff hollers, let's go. Passes it off the page. She's off the top of the court. Passes it off to Key. Looks like that shot was blocked. Out of bounds on Arcanum. So not a bad shot by Key. Just had a, yep. Arcanum got a piece of it. So the Indians will take the ball underneath their own bucket. 4:26 left to go here in the game. Indians down by 17, 49-32. Kiki triggers it in, gets it into Witt. Witt passes it back to Brenna. Brenna drives to the bucket. Passes it off to Allie.
There we go.
Three. That's good.
Yes.
Good shot by Allie. That's a three-pointer for Allie. It's her ninth point of the night. Good time for that one to fall.
Yes.
Indians down by 14. 35-49. Ooh, steal by Whitley. Here comes Whitley down the court. Ooh, and no foul. Oh, there we go. We got a foul call on that one. So Whitley up for the layup. Stealing layup and got a foul call on Arcanum. She's down. I think she's slow at getting up. Still slow at getting up, limping. Well, that's not good. So, and it looks like she's trying to walk it off, going off the court. So we'll see if she'll be able to keep playing for us. So, timeout, Indians. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here at Arcanum in the fourth quarter here. Indians down by 14, 49-35 on the Fort Camp Excavating scoreboard. Whitley just had a nice steal on one up for a bucket and got fouled on the shot. And the shot didn't fall, but she was slow to get up. And I'm not sure where she is, if she's looks like Jill's working on her now. So I'm not sure if that was an ankle or a knee. Looks like maybe she's working on her knee a little bit. So hopefully Whitley will be okay.
She doesn't look like she's in terrible pain. But even if she's not able to walk, she usually doesn't look like she's in pain. She's a trooper.
Yep. So Hope's coming in the lineup for Willie. He's going to shoot the free throws for Willie.
Well, normally that would be really good because I think Hope is a very good foul shooter. Yeah. Not that Whitley isn't. But I hope that helps out. Let's go, Hall Brothers. Get them in.
Free throw line. First one up for Hope is up and no good.
Just like the rest of the night's gone.
Yep, got that lid on that bucket that our ball bounces around and just will not fall. So Hope gets
this one's going in.
Chance.
I'm just sure of it.
We'll take it if it goes in. Second one up and good. Nothing but net on that one. Right, as long as it don't touch the rim, it goes in. But, oh, nice try by Key. Key almost got a steal there. So knocked the ball out. The Indians look like they're putting a little pressure on, full court pressure.
Exactly 4 minutes left.
Yep.
Fort Capex grading.
Looks like she come back in for Hope. So hopefully she's okay. Looks like she's limping a little bit, but hopefully she'll be okay. Walk that off. Indians putting on a full court pressure here. Arcanum trying to get the ball in. They do successfully get it in. Mm-hmm. Ooh, nice D. Oh, we got double teamed. Oh, nice steal by Kiki. goodness. Hickey had the steal, knocked the ball out, but we couldn't get to it. It went out of bounds, so off the Indians.
That was very nice.
3:52 left here in the third, in the fourth quarter. Left in the game, 49-36. Arcanum gets the ball in. Unger brings the ball up on the sideline, breaks the press. Down to the corner. Ooh.
I think she stepped out of bounds.
Oh, nope, called timeout. So yep. Arcanum called timeout. Looked like we were getting ready for a turnover on them. But so Indians down by 13, 49-36, 3:44 left here in the fourth quarter. Fort Camp Excavating Scoreboard. We'll be right back.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths, with locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County. Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at Arcanum. Arcanum took a 30-second timeout there, so quick timeout. Arcanum has a ball down on the sideline. Indians down by 13 here with 3:44 left in the fourth quarter. So Indians got to turn up the heat here in order to try to get some turnovers here, get some quick buckets. Arcanum triggers it in. They get it in. Top of the key. Looks like they're going to play a little weave going on here, throwing the hand and the ball back and forth. So the Indians are going to have to really turn the defense up, try to get a turnover here. Oh, good defense by Allie, and I believe they called a foul on her. Reach-in foul.
That'll be her fourth.
Fourth one. That's 10th Indians foul, so that'll be two shots from here on out.
So is this who's this one going to the Hull Brothers foul line?
It is 12? Ellie Foul.
Yep. I can remember her name. I think so she's been like making a few.
They're sisters, Ellie Foul and Emily Foul.
Oh,
I
yeah.
would assume that they're sisters.
Yep.
Or relation of some sort.
I bet on sisters.
Missed the first one.
Yep.
So Indians still down by 13, 49-36. Second one up, and no good. There we go, okay. Indians fight for the rebound, and Whitley picks up the loose ball. So Allie brings the ball down court, gets it to Paige. Back to Allie. Allie drives to the bucket, tries to pass it off to Whit. Back out to Brenna. Brenna drives it to the bucket, puts it up, and in.
All right.
Nice move by Brenna.
Let's get warm.
Yep.
Get hot, girls.
Down by 11. Full court press by the Indians.
Crank up the defense.
Arcanum gets the ball in. Kiki picks up the point guard here. Oh, nice steal by Kiki. Steal by Kiki. Brings her down. And up. Oh, misses the layup, but Paige is there for the rebound and gets fouled. So,
only down 11.
Yeah, Kiki missed the layup, but Paige is there for the rebound. Puts it back up. No good, but got fouled.
So come on, Hull Brothers. Help her get two in here. We'll be in single digits then.
Indians down by 11. That's a 17 foul on Arcanum. So 1-1 here on out for the Indians, which is a good thing. So first one up for Paige is up and good.
Good.
Yep. Indians down by 10. Cut the deficit to 10. Mara Pearson back in the lineup for Allie Vaughn.
Yep. She'll sit down with four fouls here.
Yeah, it's a little offense for defense for offense. Switcheroo here back and forth. Going to have to keep her in the game. 2:52 left in the game. Second one up for Paige is up and good. That's her sixth point of the night, I believe.
Yes. 49-40. Indians only down 8. And Mara, I believe, gave her a little shove. I don't think that was intentional, but she kind of did give her a shove. I don't think that's a strategic thing at this point. But
third foul on Mara. 2:50 left to go in the game.
With Taylor Gray going to with Taylor Gray going to the foul line, she's that's probably a pretty good chance at 1 or 2 points.
First one up and good. Allie Vaughn back in the lineup for Mara. Mara took a seat. A little offense for defense. Switcheroo here. Gray will be back at the line shooting her second one here. Arcanum up by 10, 50-40 here with 2:50 left to go in the game. Second one's up and good.
Back to 11.
Gray's 14th point of the night. She's having a good night. Kiki gets it ball up to Paige. Back to Allie across the timeline. Ends it up, brings it down to Key. Nice pass to Whitley. Nice pass underneath the bucket from Key to Whitley, and Whitley gets fouled on the shot. Shot didn't fall, but she gets fouled soon. She'll get two shots here at the Hull Brothers fouling. Indians down by 11.
Well, Hull Brothers got us two from Paige. We'll see if we can get two from Whitley.
First one up and good. Yep. Yeah, there we go.
That one even hit the rim and, yeah, and went in. We haven't had that happen all night.
I know. You can even hear. I can probably hear it on the radio yeah, how it hit the rim.
Yeah. Clunk.
Wasn't soft, but we'll take it. So, Andy's down by 10. Second one's up and good. Nothing but net for Whitley. So, two more for Whitley. That's our 8th point of the night. 10th point of the night, I believe. So, full court pressure by the Indians. Arcanum breaks it. Double team underneath the bucket. Gray gets the ball. It looks like she walked, but they didn't call it. Nice defense by Whitley. Whitley with the rebound. Kiki down the court, pushes the ball up through the middle, down to Brenna from the baseline. Got it blocked. And he got a hand on it, but got it knocked out of the bounce. So that, yep, that ball's off the Indians. It'll be our cannon ball underneath the Indians bucket. Indians down by 9, 51-42, 220 left on the Fort Camp scoreboard. And Trojans pass the ball, pass it away. Whitley steals it. Indians back out to Brennan at the top of the key. Kiki takes over. Indians set up with 2:08 left to go. Kiki out to Paige. Paige for three. Sure. Oh, too long. Out of bounds. Rebound out of bounds on the Indians. 2:02 left in the game. Indians down by 9. 51.
Another good shot. We weren't close on that one. So.
30-second timeout by Arcanum. We'll be right back.
Power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor, built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here at Arcanum. Fourth quarter, 2:02 left to go in the game on the Fort Camp Excavating scoreboard. Indians down by 9, 51-42. Arcanum's got the ball underneath the Indians bucket. Indians putting on some full court pressure. See if they can get a turnover here. Pass it in. They get it across the timeline. Trojans pass the ball ahead. Allie Vaughn with the block on the shot, but I believe they'll get her for her 5th foul. So Allie will take a seat. 5 on Allie, so it was a shooting foul, so that'll put Megan McCann's to the line shooting too.
Yeah, she was streaking toward the basket, yeah, and Allie tried to put up a pretty good defense, and she did get her a little bit. So.
Yeah. So 1:56 left to go in the game here. Megan McCann's at the Hall Brothers foul line shooting 2. Mara Pearson in for Allie Vaughn. First one up and no good.
We spoke off the air about maybe somebody that they don't have on their radar coming in and getting hot. So maybe in the last 2 minutes, maybe Mara will be that one come off the bench and get us some points.
Indians still down by 9. Second free throw up and good. 10-point lead here for Arcanum. Arcanum makes a substitution. Out on the court for the Indians, we have Mara, Key, Brenna, Paige, and Witt. 1:56 left to go. Mara gets the ball into, triggers the ball into Kiki. Kiki gets it across the timeline. Kiki passes it out to Paige. Dribbles it across the center. Over to Mara. Back to Key. Key with a nice dribble to the bucket. Up, shot up, no good. Oh, gets her own rebound. Oh, kind of.
Kind of a little scrum sure there. I think she got
caught a foul on Key.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, she did.
Yikes.
There was a lot of contact.
Scramble for the ball.
She got a little bit of foul when she went in between four of their players, yep, on that drive. But, we're down 10, minute 40. A lot of good things have to happen for our Indians, and it's not happening right now.
Fearing at the Hall Brothers foul line shooting 2. She has 14 points on the night. First shot up, and no good. Not a friendly bounce on the rim there. They've been getting lots of friendly bounces, but not on that one.
There's 4 or 5 bounces, and that didn't go in.
Indians still down by 10. Kiki had her just picked up her 4th foul there.
3-bound Indians.
Second shot up and good. So Arcanum takes an 11-point lead, 53-42 on the Fort Camp Excavating scoreboard. Kiki brings the ball down across the timeline. Out to Brenna, out to Paige for 3. And that looked good. Oh, nice rebound by Mara. Oh, and she threw it away. Good rebound by Mara. Just threw it before she thought. So turnover for the Indians. Kiki, good defense there. And Paige ties her up. Wow. So good defense, yep, by the Indian. Paige gets a tie her up on a steal attempt. So Hope back in the lineup for Mara. She'll take a seat. Indians down by 11, 1:21 left to go in this fourth quarter.
Need to have a lot of good things happen fast.
Yeah. One of the things I will have to say is we haven't had a lot of turnovers.
Right.
For first game of the season, and Arcanum's a good team.
Yes, they're a very good team.
You know, so I think we're pretty happy about taking care of the ball. Oh, nice cut, nice pass by Paige over to Key. Key up with a shot, and she gets fouled.
Yep. So I think most of our turnovers have been aggressive, where we're trying to make something happen, and that's, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
But not an abundance of turnovers, just a few here and there.
Yeah.
So pretty good for first game of the season.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy
very
about
good.
That. Kiki at the Hall Brothers fouling for shot up, and no good. Mm. Kiki's got 8 points on the night here. Drained a couple threes for us. So had a good evening. Second shot up and good. The Indians down by 10, 53-43. Minute 10 left here to go in the fourth quarter. Full court press by the Indians.
Need to get a steal.
Arcanum gets the ball in. Double teaming. Double teaming the Unger. She gets it off. Well, the Indians are going to have to put a little more pressure on them than that. So Arcanum, good ball movement. And they did throw it away. Arcanum threw the ball away. Ooh. Another Indian down. Paige is limping a little bit here, so I believe she's going to be all right.
Still out there, so.
We can't afford to lose anymore, can we?
Nope.
Indians trigger the ball in, get the ball across the timeline. Kiki with the pass down to Witt. Backs it out to Paige.
There we go.
Shoot the three. No good. And that'll be our cannonball.
Now, that was the shot we wanted to do. And
a little bit rushed. We're at the point now where you have to just shoot it. So they're trying to foul here. Arcanum gets the ball in the bounds. I foul beyond Paige. That'll be her fourth. That'll bring Arcanum to the line shooting two. Indians down by 10 here, 53-43 with 39.7 left in the game. Another plus is Unger had 17 points with 5 minutes left in the first half.
Yeah.
And only scored two the second half. And those 2 points were both on free throws. So they stopped her. It's just some other girls in here picked up the game a little bit. So
yeah. If we hadn't stopped her, it'd have been really bad.
Yeah.
She was tearing us up.
Yep, she was.
But I think we did that. I don't know what we did at the end of the first half, but I think we did the more of a box and one in the second half and slowed her down really, really well.
Yep. Arcanum makes one of two on the free throws. Paige working with the rebound, brings it down. Brenna's in the corner, gets it out to Paige, swings it over to Hope. Hope for three, getting there. No good, just off the back there. Nice rebound, Witt. Witt puts her back. Just no good.
They just won't go.
Yeah. Good offensive rebound by Witt, and stick back just wouldn't go in.
Nice shot by Hope. That's a shot that we'll take every time we can get it.
Yeah. Yep. Fifth foul on Paige. So she'll be out of the game with 22 and a half seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. Indians down by 11. Mara Pearson in to cover for Paige. Taylor Gray will be at the line shooting two. She's got 14 points on the night at the Hull Brothers free throw. First one up, and no good. Second one for Taylor. Going in for the shooter. So 22 and a half seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Taylor Gray at the line shooting her second free throw. Second one is up and good. She will take a seat after having a really nice evening. 15 points for Taylor.
Yep.
Had a nice game. Indians will take it underneath the bucket. Mara brings it into Key. Key picks it up. Gets it across the timeline. Nice crossover dribble. Over to Mara. Swings it to Hope. Tries to get it down into Witt, but threw the ball away. That was kind of a forced pass there. That's probably one of the turnovers that we didn't see much through this whole game. But Arcanum will dribble the ball out, finish the game out, and we'll take a victory here in the first night. Arcanum will beat Indians 55-43 in this opening night of the season. So Indians will take a loss here tonight. Down 55, lose 55-43. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Still a select number of raffle tickets remaining to purchase for the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle. The raffle will occur August 27th and 28th, 2021 in Fort Recovery and will feature 211 prizes valued at $650,000, including 3 vehicles, 8 trips, 50 firearms, golf carts, ATVs, a camper, a boat, and other cash and prizes. Check out our website, wowraffle.com, or our Facebook page at Wow Raffle for the complete list of businesses that are selling tickets or purchase directly through our website. Don't miss out on the opportunity to win some awesome prizes at the 2021 Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
We're back here on the Miracle Lanes post-game show. Almost said pre-game show, but so tomorrow the Lady Indians will come back here to Arcana, but we will be playing across the street in their old field house, and we'll be playing the loser of the Rushi and Franklin Monroe game. Haven't heard anything on how that one's going, so we don't know how that's going to end up. So, Susie, what do you want to talk about? Stats? You want to talk about what went right and what went wrong? Or?
I want to talk a little bit about what went right, what went wrong. I think what girls hustled well. Defense was pretty decent. We got a lot of open, good looks. Just things wouldn't fall quite for us tonight.
Yep.
That part I think we did well. I thought we handled the ball pretty well. We did have a few turnovers there more towards the end. But overall, for first game of the season, after only practicing basically about a week, pretty good showing, I think, here for the Indians.
We were short Grace Guggenbiller, who would be playing some. And so the girls all played more than they normally would.
Yep.
That's not an excuse. They outplayed us tonight. But I thought we did quite well for our first game. And it looked like our first game, to be real honest.
Yeah, but so. Definitely I think we'll be winning some games this year, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Arcanum's a nice team. They're a good team. They're going to be winning a lot of games this year.
Yes,
so
they are.
Nothing to be ashamed of here.
They definitely are.
Yep.
So let's take another quick break. We'll come back and talk about stats and some of that stuff and be back in just a minute. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Coach Gann here in a little bit.
This is Joanne Glenster from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Arcanum on the Miracle Lanes post-game show. Susie, you got some scoring and things like that?
I do have some scoring. I'm missing a couple of the buckets, I'm pretty sure. So I have Hope with two. Mara ended up with two. Witt with 10. Allie with 9. Key with 8. She had a couple three-pointers for us. Paige with 6 and Brenna with 2. And I know I'm missing a couple in the a few points in there somewhere along the line. But the Indians did end up dropping their opening season game 55-43 to a really good Arcanum team, really strong Arcanum team. So.
Yes, Arcanum has several very good players. Sometimes we kind of think the Cross County Conference isn't that good in a lot of stuff. And in some of the sports, maybe they're not. But ladies' sports, they're almost always really good. Plus, Taylor Gray, you know, she's been playing here. She's a junior. She's been playing varsity basketball for 12 years. Seems like
it does seem like that.
She is very good and has some very good players to go with her. They are not a one-person team by any stretch.
Very strong.
In fact, I think she might have only been the third highest scorer.
Yeah, they had five very strong juniors that play on this team. So this team is good this year, and they'll be good next year again too. So they Haley Unger, I know, had 19 points, and Fearon and Fout had 12, 13 somewhere in there. So overall, the scoring was pretty evenly across the board for the Indians. They held the first end of halftime. The score was 30-23. So Indians held them for 25 points in the second half, about the same as what they did in the first half, and scored about the same in the second half for us. We had 23 at halftime and ended up with 43. So overall, couldn't get a lot of shots to fall. But
we had some very nice wide open shots. Well, maybe not wide open, but shots we would take anytime, and they were just not going in.
Yep.
It could have been a definitely different game if we could have gotten some of our shots to fall, but they just didn't seem to fall. So we'll come back in just a minute, and we'll wrap it up, and we'll be back right after this on the Miracle Lanes post-game show. Back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
We're back here at Arcanum, where our Lady Indians lose their season opener by a score of 55-43, I believe. And we will be playing again here at Arcanum tomorrow night, but it will be across the street at their old field house. And the Indians will be playing the losers of Franklin Monroe and Rushi. So we'll see how that all goes. But again, Indians fall. As Susie mentioned several times, we played pretty well. We just couldn't make some shots that should go in. So we'll be back again tomorrow night with Susie, and Diana will join her after she gets back from Florida in a few days. I'm not sure what our next game is for that we'll be announcing, but when we're doing ours, I believe it'll be Susie and Diana doing our games. And so tomorrow night we play. Tuesday night we play Versailles in an MAC game. The girls do. And then on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the boys will start their season at St. Mary's. So for Susie Fort Camp, again, Indians fall 55-43 to a very good Arcanum Trojan team. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.